Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Brian and Larry are in the house, and joining us on the line right now is Ed Gillespie, who wants to be the next governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian. Great to be with you.
Hey, listen, I just want to remind you of something that happened on election night. Listen to this. This is what happened on election night when they called the state of Virginia.
Tonight, we can say that Virginia will go to Hillary Clinton. Again, that northern Virginia area where there are a lot of Democratic votes coming in late here, and now Hillary Clinton gets the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth, rather.
All right, so it is still a purple state, but it went to Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. However, it was a lot closer than anybody anticipated it might be. How will you find the right combination to win this state that has been so hard for Republicans to win?
Well, your point is a good one. You know, it was a lot closer than people expected. We have seen that pattern here in the Commonwealth, and I think it's time for national Republicans to understand that Virginia is a purple state, that it breaks late. I saw it, you know, my own experience in my Senate race, and I have a plan to do very well here in Northern Virginia. Obviously, I'm from Fairfax County and know the area very, very well, know our concerns. And as I did in my previous race where I carried Loudoun County, obviously, you know, you have to take your campaign everywhere. And I am going to be a governor for all Virginians. I will take my campaign to all Virginians. And, you know, in my Senate race, Brian, I had my campaign literature translated into 7 different languages. And I'll do that again in the governor's race. And I understand the dynamics of Northern Virginia in a way that I think will help me do very, very well here, as well as, you know, run up numbers and Shenandoah Valley and Southwest Virginia, South Side, and other parts of the Commonwealth that tend to be a little more red.
Yeah. Ed Gillespie, Governor McAuliffe, of course, can't run for re-election, but his legacy will be on the ticket. I think if people are happy with how Governor McAuliffe has done, then whoever the Democrat nominee will be will have a better shot. So tell me, as the person who wants to be the Republican nominee, how has Governor McAuliffe failed Virginians?
Well, we've got real challenges here in terms of our economy, and if you look at the past 5 years, you know, last year our economic growth rate was 1.4%, which is anemic economic growth, and yet it was the first time in 5 years it was above 1%. The year before last, it was 0.2%, and we were 48th out of 50 states in economic growth in the bottom 5, and that is just infuriating to me. The fact is, given our vast natural resources and our fertile lands, our ports, our people, our natural beauty, our historic landmarks, our location, when it comes to economic growth, Virginia should be in the top 5 of states, and we can be with the right policies, and it's time we made a lot of reforms here. We've got to adapt our economy. We've got to be less reliant on federal contracts in Northern Virginia, on military spending in Hampton Roads, and obviously coal in Southwest Virginia. We've talked about that for decades, Larry. Yeah. That time is now. It's upon us, and we have to have a plan, and if the next governor does not respond with a sense of urgency, we'll fail our fellow Virginians.
You know,
we deserve better than that.
Quick follow-up on that. We had Governor Larry Hogan yesterday on the show, basically the midway point of his tenure there as governor in his first term. And he gave us a laundry list of achievements that Maryland is in now in the top 10 of so many economic factors nationwide. Has the state north of the Potomac suddenly become more business-friendly than Virginia? Did you ever think you'd see this day, Ed Gillespie?
Well, I do know this. We have been dropping as a business-friendly state. And in fact, on the CNBC list, just 5 years ago, we were number one on that list in terms of best states to do business. And then we started to drop, and we have dropped consistently every year since last year. We dropped from number 12 to number 13. And, you know, that correlates with the fact that in 2013, the last year we've got numbers for, more people moved out of Virginia than into Virginia for the first time in decades. And that reflects that lack of opportunity. The lack of a dynamic economy here and the economic stagnation, that is a big contributing factor to our revenue shortfall in Richmond, $1.5 billion, not counting the explosion in Medicaid costs And that's due to the fact that, you know, too many Virginians have left the workforce entirely. Too many Virginians are working part-time instead of full-time, and they want to work a full-time job. And the worst thing is, you know, long-term, for the past decade, we have been swapping out high-paying jobs for lower-paying jobs, and that's why the income tax revenues have fallen off. We've got to address these things, and I think Governor Hogan has taken an approach in Maryland that is a business-friendly approach, and we have got to do more here to not only attract you know, companies to move here. Governors from on both sides of the aisle have focused on that for some time, what some people call whale hunting. But we've got to foster natural organic growth and make it easier to open a new business and expand an existing one that's already here.
All right. So beyond jobs and growing business and trying to get the economy straightened out, what are the other big issues you see as facing the Commonwealth and that you would try to attack if you were the governor?
Well, transportation is a big one, obviously, in here in Northern Virginia. That you know, shows itself in the need for congestion relief. It also, we've got to address the concerns with Metro and Dulles as well. And so transportation is a big issue. In other regions of the Commonwealth, transportation issues are not, you know, so much about congestion relief as they are about economic lifeblood. And you can't get there from here. We need to link people up more. Education is a critically important issue, and you know, that we've got to tie that more closely into our workforce development needs. And that includes not only making sure that we're producing college graduates with the right degrees for the workforce of today and the future, but high school graduates as well. And we need to do more in terms of certification training in that regard. And healthcare is an issue. Clearly, our Medicaid, this $300 million unexpected increase in Medicaid spending, we've got to get our hands around that. And then the last thing I would say, Brian, is we do have an addiction crisis in the Commonwealth, and I see it everywhere I go. Opioid and heroin abuse, we had more Virginians die from opioid and heroin overdoses last year than from gunshot-related incidents or auto-related accidents or fatalities. And I'm actually glad to see this administration take steps on that yesterday in terms of the accessibility of naloxone. But there's much more we have to do to address this crisis.
Ed Gillespie, having a Republican in the White House would certainly help any Republican who gets the nomination in Virginia. I know you have a good relationship with incoming Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. How do you expect to work with the Trump White House when you're running for governor?
Well, very closely, hopefully as governor. And the fact is, as I just noted, you know, we have to diversify our economy and be less reliant on the federal government, but we are now. And we're also not just in terms of spending, federal spending, but the regulations that affect us. You look at Clean Power Plan and what it's going to do in coal country, which is already being devastated. We need to get more of our transportation funding back into Virginia. We're a big donor state, and yet we have huge transportation needs here. Obviously, we need to increase military spending for our national security purposes, but the Navy's been slashed over the past 8 years of the Obama administration, and that has a big impact in Hampton Roads. You know, we need to get the Department of Interior to lift that ban on development of our deep sea coast and allow for offshore drilling. And
Yeah. All
of these things, I think having a Republican governor working with a Republican Secretary of the Interior, Republican Secretary of Transportation, a President Trump and a Vice President Pence would be helpful to the people of Virginia.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Ed Gillespie wants to be the next governor of Virginia. Thanks for joining us, Ed. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving to you all and all of your listeners.
Yeah, stuffing or dressing there, Ed Gillespie?
Stuffing.
There you go. That's my man. Hey, and don't forget, your campaign really took off against Mark Warner there in the later weeks when you were a regular guest here on WMAL. So, you know, check in as often as possible.
I will. And I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't urge folks to go to edforvirginia.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.